Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Samech Bet, or top of Samech Bet Amud Aleph. We just said that Rav Chisda believes that an uncircumcised person is still under the general broader category of Korban Pesach. He's still a Bar Chiyuva. He's just not fit for it because he doesn't have a circumcision, but he can easily fix himself. You know, so if you bring a Korban Pesach with him in mind, it's an invalidating thought. Because he has the potential to fix himself through a Brit Milah. Umi lele Rav Chisda Hoil, but Rav Chisda really holds by this concept of Hoil. We spoke about Hoil at length earlier, that because it could, in theory, through potential actions of his own, be validating, so too, meaning he could fix himself, it could be a situation where this works, so too we're going to say that it works, right? V'ha'itmar ha'ofem yomdov l'chol, Rav Chisda amar loke, rabba amar eno loke. But didn't we teach that Rav Chisda held that if you cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, Rav Chisda says you get lashes, you did something wrong, you're not allowed to cook for a weekday on Yom Tov. Whereas Rabbah says you don't get lashes, right? Because in theory, other guests could come, and if they could come, then what you did wrong was not intrinsically wrong. In which case, it seems like Rabbah holds by this concept of Hoil, and Rav Chisda does not hold by this concept of Hoil. And yet, here the premise of our debate exists on the, you know, it hinges on the exact opposite being the case, that Rav Chisda is the one who holds by Hoil. Rabba Ra'enu Loke Amrinan Ho'il Ve'i Miklai Orchim Chazile Hashnami Chazile Ve'lo Laki Rav Chisda Amar Loke Lo Amrinan Ho'il. Rabba says if guests come, then what you did was appropriate. So even if guests don't come, then it's still fine. Rav Chisda says that unless guests come, unless you invited guests, you're going to get lashes. Bishlama de Rabba Lo Kashia Hacha Mechuser Masa Hatan Lo Mechuser Masa. I understand that Rabba's shita is not necessarily contradictory, right? Because by guests, you're not missing anything. You just need guests to come. Here, you're missing a Brit Milah. It's a big difference there, right? So you're totally mechusar. Saying ho'il is not a big stretch when it's talking about, oh, maybe guests will come. And guests could come, right? All you have to do is go invite them, right? But here, by the sake of the Korban Pesach, it's not a simple matter of, it could happen. It could happen. You're not circumcised. You have to go and get circumcised. It's a big difference. El, the Rav Chisda, Kashya, but still, Rav Chisda, does he hold by Ho'il? Does not hold by Ho'il. It's difficulty. Amri, ki lele Rav Chisda, Ho'il, lekula. Yeah, it's not a contradiction between Rav Chisda's shita either. Where Rav Chisda doesn't hold by ho'il is when it's lakula, when it's mati or something. When he's going to say that, well, because guests could come, it's mutter to cook, or you didn't do anything wrong by cooking on Yom Tov. Rav Chisda is not going to say that. However, here it's lachumra, because here if you assume a ho'il, then the uncircumcised person is in the same category as the circumcised person, such that it's considered an invalid thought if you have him in mind. Which is a chumr to hold ho'il here, and that's why he holds ho'il here. Amar lemar zucher breder Rav Mari leRavina katani ho'il ve'orla poselet v'tuma poselet matuma lo asaba miktat tuma kol tuma af orla lo asaba miktat tuma miktat orla kol orla. Right, so we're elaborating on the braita. We mentioned this earlier that tuma and orla are compared because they're invalidating thoughts. But just like by tuma, you don't have the full group. Just like by Tuma, if part of the group is Tame, it's not invalidating the whole group. So if part of the group is Orla, it doesn't invalidate the whole group. Hi, Tuma Hechidami. Now, what's the case of Tuma that we're talking about? Right? We mentioned this case, but what's the case of, what type of Tuma are we dealing with? Ilayim Tumat Gavri, if we're talking about people in the group being Tame, as we assumed thus far, that some of the people are Tame. Is that what we're talking about here? Umaylo Asavim Miktat Tuma Chol Tuma. And what does it mean by we don't treat part of the group being Tame like everyone being Tame? The Iika Arba Vachamisha Gavri Tmein, Arba Chamisha Gavri Tahorin, lo pasle tamei and tahorin. That if four or five guys were tamei, four or five guys were tahor. So the guys who were tamei don't invalidate the entire group. Kabei urla nami halo pasli. So similarly, when it comes to uncircumcised people, you'd say the same thing. If part of the group was uncircumcised, they're not going to invalidate the whole group. That's not within the Mishnah. Lemunin varleim kasher. If you do it for circumcised and uncircumcised people, it's going to be kasher. Ma'ishna tuma de pritalei, ma'ishna urla de mitzvakalei. Right. So if that's the case that we're dealing with here, right? The case where part of the group was tame, part of the group was tahor. So and similar to part of the group was uncircumcised, part of the group was circumcised. Why is it that the dinim of Tuma are like obvious to us? Well, let's say that the uncircumcised people with the circumcised people is similar to Tame people like with Tahor people. And just like Tame with Tahor doesn't invalidate the whole thing, so too, uncircumcised with circumcised doesn't invalidate the whole thing. It's taught to you in the same Mishnah. If you know one, you know the other. How are you like comparing? Oh, how do we relate to circumcised and uncircumcised people? Well, let's relate to it the same way we relate to Tamei people and Tahor people in the same group. It's taught in the same Mishnah. Yeah. How are you like, well, one's obvious, but maybe we can apply it to the other one. How do you know one if you don't know the other? Rather, don't assume that we're talking about the information that's taught to us in the exact same Mishnah, because that wouldn't make much sense. Right? Rather, we're not talking about tummy people as that Mishnah was talking about. We're talking about tummy meat. Right? We're part of the Korban Pesach was tummy. Umay lo asava miksa tuma chol tuma de ilu itme chad me varim hide de itme sarfinan le veida achlinan le. Right? And what does it mean that part of it was not made like all of it? If part of the Korban Pesach was tummy, we don't consider it like all the Korban Pesach tummy. But my ukimta betuma basar. How did you know? But why did you think to establish this tuma case is talking about where the meat of the Korban Pesach itself is tameh? Eima seifa. Because look at the end of the Mishnah. Danim davar she'eino noeg b'chol zvachim, davar she'eino noeg b'chol zvachim, val yochiach zman she'noeg b'chol zvachim. Right, so we said by the we said that you should compare things that are relevant to all korbano, you should compare things that are not relevant to all of Zvachim to other things that are not relevant for all of Zvachim, and don't compare it to Zman, which is relevant for all Zvachim, whereas opposed to Tuma and lack of circumcision is not a relevant psul for all Zvachim, but Zman doing it the wrong time is relevant. Shinoi b'chol Zvachim. Umay Tuma, and what is the Tuma here we're talking about? Yinei b'tuma basar. If you want to say that, what are we talking about? We're talking about where part of the meat is invalid. Amay in or no b'chol Zvachim. That is certainly a relevant condition in all sacrifices. Ela pshita b'tumat gavre. Rather, clearly we're talking about where the person himself is Tamei. In most sacrifices, it doesn't matter. You can use a shliach, but in Korban Pesach, it does matter. However, if we're talking about tumat basar, that's a relevant question in all sacrifices, right? What does it mean that it's not practiced in all zvachim? The ilu b'chol zvachim tamei ve'aral mishalchan korbanotayim, right? Because by all other korbanot, a uncircumcised person, a tamei person, can just send their korban with someone else. V'ilu pesach aral tamei mishalchan pischem. But when it comes to korban pesach, an uncircumcised person or a tamei person is it's not allowed to make a shaliach for his korban pesach. Reisha b'tumat basar v'seva b'tumat gavri, right? And no. Clearly, this case is talking about a tumah tamei of a person, right? Because that's the comparable case to an orla for our sake of things that are not relevant to most korbanot. And you want to say that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the invalidation of the meat itself, and the seifa is talking about the invalidation of the people itself. It's more reasonable to assume that they're both talking about the invalidation of the people based on tuma. Amar le'in shem tuma kaparech. Says yeah, in a chinami, right? We're using the same word tuma. We're talking about two different types of tuma, but yeah, in a chinami, we're talking about different types of tuma. Part of it's talking about when the meat itself is tuma, is tamei. Part of it was talking about when the people were tamei. V'bayit ema. Alternatively, you could say like this: seifa nami tuma basar. The seifa is also talking about tuma basar. It's also talking about invalidating meat. Umay ener noeg b'chol zvachim. And why do we say that it's not relevant for all zvachim? Seemingly, it is relevant. The question in all zvachim to ilu b'chol zvachim mentioned itmo chelev v'basar kaim mentioned itma basar v'chelev kaim zorek etadam, because by all other korbanot, if the meat becomes tamei, but you still have the chelev, or if the chelev becomes tamei, but you still have the meat, you still lose drigat dam. But ilu pesach nitmu chelev ubasar kayam. Where it comes to korban pesach, if the chelev, if the forbidden fats become tamei, but you still have the meat intact, zorek et adam, then you still do the zrika of nitma basar v'chelev kayam in zorek et adam. However, if the meat itself becomes tamei and the chelev is still intact, you don't do the zrika et adam. So that's why Korban Pesach is more machmir when it comes to tumat basar from all other things. In which case, you can suggest that even for the sake of Korban Pesach, there's a difference between tumat basar and non-Korban Pesach's tumat basar. But my ukim to tumat basar. And now, a challenge on the other way. How do you know to establish our cases talking about the tuma of the meat itself as opposed to the tuma of the people? Ema seifa. But look at the end of the Mishnah there. Danin davar shel lo hutar miklalo, min davar shel hutar miklalo. V'al tochiach tuma, sh'arei hutra miklala. Meaning you compare, let's compare two things. Meaning, what do we say in that bright over there? Let's compare two things that don't have heters to each other, and don't compare something that has a heter to itself, right? What are the two things that don't have heters? Zman and Orla. There's no case where you can bring it in the inappropriate Zman, and no case where an uncircumcised person can bring it, right? But you should not, however, compare it to Tuma, because Tuma has a big heter. What's the heter of Tuma? Tuma Hujra B'Tzibur. If most of Klal Yisrael are Tame, then you can still bring it. Most of Klal Yisrael are Tame. That's the case we're talking about. Then clearly we're talking about people who are Tame, not the meat that's Tame. Shari Hujra Miklal B'mai Ilema B'Tumat Basar Hecha Hutra. I mean, if you're talking about the Tuma of meat, where is that Heter? Where is the Heter? Where is there a Heter where the meat itself is Tame? Ela Pshita B'Tumat Gavri. Clearly we're talking about people themselves who are Tame. Hecha Hutra Miklal B'Tzibor. And where is there a big Heter for Tuma? Where everyone is Tame. Reisha B'Tumat Basar Sefa B'Tumat Gavri. Now, do you want to say that that one part of the mission is talking about tummy meat, and the other part of the mission is talking about the tummy ascribed to people, the tummy of people. Shem tuma in shem tuma kaparech. Yeah, in Achinami, it's talking about two different types of tuma. Ibayit ema. Alternatively, kula b'tumat basar. Really, you could say that the whole mission is talking about tumat basar. Okay, well, what's the big heter by meat that becomes tummy? I know that the heter is by people who become tummy tuma hutra b'tzibor. What's the heter by meat that becomes tummy? The hecho hutra b'tumat pesach detnan b'pesach. That just like Tuma Hutra B'Tzibor allows Tamei people to bring the Korban Pesach, it actually allows you to eat Tamei meat also. Because what's the problem with the meat being with the meat of the Korban being Tamei? Right? You have to be Tahor, so you don't mitame the meat, right? However, if you're Tamei, Mimela, you're going to be mitame the meat. Right, so apparently it's not such a problem to eat tamei meat. In which case, the same heter, which is tumei hutra b'tzibor, that exists by the people being tamei, that should also help you with the korban itself being considered tamei. That's fine there then to eat tamei meat. So that's a big heter. It's a big heter that exists by tamei meat. So it's not slav davka that we're talking about. Tamei people at any point in the Mishnah. Mati Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yeshua Pesach Shavra Shnato V'Shachto B'Zmano L'Shmo V'Chene Shochet Achirin L'Shem Pesach B'Zmano Rabbi Eliezer Posel Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. If you have a Korban Pesach that is no longer you designated Korban Pesach when it was less than a year old, and then it becomes a year old, over a year old, right? In which case it can no longer be brought as a Korban Pesach, but it was slaughtered at the right time. It's just over a year, or you slaughtered other things, many other types of korbanot, for the sake of a korban pesach. Rabbi Lezer says that's pasul. Rabbi Yeshua says that's kosher. Tamas bizmano. The reason is because you slaughtered it in the right time, the time of the korban pesach. Hashlo bizmano kosher. However, if it was not at the right time, then it would be kosher. Right, it would be kosher because it would be an invalidating thought by the right time for shlo bizmano kosher. It would be an invalidating thought by the not the right time for the Korban Pesach, and as we said, if it's invalid to be brought as a Korban Pesach, and you bring it not before Pesach, then that's actually valid because that makes it a normal Korban Shlomen. V'amai, but why would that be the case? Nema hoilu bismano posel shelo bismano nami posel. Why? Maybe we should say that because it would be posel, because it's maybe we should say, just like it's invalid when you slaughter it in the right time, it should be invalid when you slaughter it in the wrong time. Amar of Papa, Shani Hatam, Damar Krav, Amartam Zevach Pesach, Hu Bavieto Yeh, Lo Hu Lishum Acherim. Right? No, here is different because the Torah explicitly says that that it needs to be a Korban Pesach Hu, meaning Bavieto Yeh. What that means is it becomes a Korban Pesach when all conditions are met. Lo Hu Lishum Acherim. Right? And lo acherim l'shmo, meaning you cannot bring the Korban Pesach if it's other things on its behalf, or meaning if you bring other korbanot on its behalf, or you bring it for other reasons. Bezmano shehu pasul l'shum acherim psul l'shmo shelo bezmano l'shum acherim. Bezmano shehu pasul l'shum acherim, in its proper time, it's going to be pasul if you bring it for any other reason. Acherim psulim lishmo, and other things are invalid to be brought as a korban. Shelo bezmano, if it's not in the right time, shehu kasher lishum acherim, which it is not in its right time, it's going to work for other korbanot. Acherim ksherim lishmo, in which case other korbanot should work for it. Meaning, if you brought a korban pesach with a different kavana, not in its appropriate time, that's still going to be kosher. Just like if you brought the korban pesach for other reasons, not at the appropriate time, it's going to be kosher, right? So if you brought a Korban Pesach, right, not Bizman Pesach, and you said it's for a different kavana, that works, right? Because it's an invalidating thought. So too, if you bring another thing, and you call it a Korban Pesach, if you bring another thing, you call it a Korban Pesach not at the right time, that's also going to be an invalidating thought. Rabbi Shimon Lai, atel kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, amar lei nitni li mar sefer Yochsin. So Rabbi Shimon Lai wanted Rabbi Yochanan to teach him from Sefer Yochsin, right? Sefer Yochsin is like a book that the Tanaim compiled on Divrei Yamin. Amar le mehichan as, says, where are you from? Amar le milud, I'm from Lud. Vechan mutvach, and where are you going? Where are you living? Bin Ardai, says, I'm living in Ardai. Amar le, Sir Yochanan said to him, Eini donin lo leludim lo nadarin, lo nadarin. We don't teach Sechay Yochsin to people from Lud or for people from Ardai. Vechoshekin, dat milud mutach bin Ardai. Right? And all the more so, you who are from Lud and are going to Ardai. Kfiya ave artsi. So he pushed him into it. So he pressured him to me, said yes. And then he said, okay, teach me in 3 months. Shakal kala patak bay. So Rabbi Yochanan threw something at him. He threw dirt at him. And says as follows. Amar le, uma bruya de bitu de Rabbi Meir, barte de Rabbi Yochanan ibn Tardion, de tanya tzlat mea shamata biyoma, metlat mea rabvata, vafilu hachi, lo yatta yede chovata betlat shani, vat amar betlat yarchi. Says, bruya, who was a brilliant student, the wife of Rabbi Meir, the daughter of Chanan ben Tardion, who learned 300 dinim from 300 different people every single day. She, in 3 years, couldn't master Sefer Yochsin. You want to learn it in 3 months? Kishakil Azil. So when he was leaving, Amar Le, Rabbi, Ma bein Lishmo v'shelo Lishmo. What's the difference between having Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo by Korban Pesach? Le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav. What's the difference between the improper thought of it being lishma or not lishma, and the improper thought of doing it for the people who are eating it as opposed to not for people who are eating it? Amar le hoil v'tzura mirabanan at tave malach. So since you're a proper Torah scholar, I'll teach you the difference. Shelo lishma lishma v'shelo lishma. When it comes to something being lishma and not lishma, psul begufo. The psul is in the goof. It's an intrinsic problem. Le'ochov shelo ochov and psul begufo. That's not an intrinsic problem. That's just a problem of intent. Lishma v'shelo lishma if shalavari suro. When it comes to lishma and shelo lishma, you can't clarify. Right? Part of it is lishma, part of it is not lishma. You don't know what part of it is lishma, what part of it is not lishma. Le'ochov shelo ochov if shalavari suro. However, you know exactly what the inappropriate part of the people of the echlav and shalol echlav is, because these are the people who can eat it and these are the people who cannot eat it. It's very clear. Not being lishma is a problem in all four of the avoda. But having the wrong people in mind, the wrong eaters in mind, are not a problem by all the avodas. Having a lishma, a deficiency in lishma, is a problem whether it's an individual or a group. However, having improper thought when it comes to the eating is not a problem for a group like it would be for an individual. Right? So Ravashi pointed out that it being a psul guf, as opposed to an invalidating thought and not an intrinsic problem, and you not being able to clarify what part of it is usher, is actually one matter. Dema tam amar psula begufo, because why do we say that it's intrinsically problematic? Mishum deiv sharlavar isuro, because you cannot clarify what part of it is usher and what part of it is mutter. Amar amibar rav yuda amar rav miyom shenignat sefer yuchsin tashash kocho en shalchamim. When sefer yuchsin was lost, the koach of chachamim were much weaker, v'chamim or inayim, and their eyes were dimmed, right? Their sight was dim. Amar Mar Zutra, Bein Atzel, Le Atzel, between the two psukim of Atzel, and two adjacent prokim of Divrei Hayamim, Te'inun Arba Mea Gamla de Drasha. There were 400 camel loads of drushas that we had that we lost. We'll stop here.